Welcome to OlaTalks.com, Business Startup Edition. Name is Ola. Topic of today is, what is a good business to start with no money? I have an email question here. Let's dive into it, shall we? Ola, I refuse to give up on my dreams. About 4 years ago, I embarked on this journey of building a business. Congratulations. You know, I was just watching a video earlier on. And the person said the best way to be successful in business is to be in business. See, a lot of people just never get started, all right? And the fact that you've been in business for 4 years, it's a good thing, okay? Because chances are you know something that other people just would never know. It doesn't matter if you've had success already or not. So congratulations to you. Since I started, I've made some sales here and there, but nothing significant enough to take it over the top. Well, it's been 4 years. You want to be patient with yourself. You want to give yourself some pat on the back. You want to be definitely nice to yourself, okay? Don't beat yourself up too much. 4 years is not a lot, okay? And also, the other thing I also want to let people know is when you're building a business, in the beginning, more of what you're building is just equity, okay? You're building equity. And you're building a stamina for yourself in business. This is something that a lot of people don't see. This is the part that most people don't see. When people see success, they see overnight success most of the time. But a lot of time, people like you have been hustling for 4 years, 5 years, sometimes up to 10 years. Some people, it's just 1 year. You know, it all depends on what kind of mentorship you have. And it depends on your circumstance, your particular circumstances, right? So don't beat yourself up too much because it's been 4 years, okay? Let's see here. So, but like I said, I won't give up. Great attitude. I spent way too much money on marketing and online traffic. The way it looks right now, I will have to start all over. There's nothing wrong with that. Do you know what? Let me tell you a good secret. Every day we wake up as entrepreneurs, we have to start all over again. Because honestly, even if you had success in the past, your past success is meaningless. It's of no use, and people are very quick to remind you that if you fall from any type of grace, people are very quick to remind you that your past success is exactly that, in the past. So don't feel too bad that you have to start over again. That's a good, actually, I think it's a good attitude to have. Even if you're having success right now, I think it's a great attitude to have, to always wake up every day as another chance to start all over again. Anyway, so there we have it. Let's see. But like I said, I won't give up. Okay. So you have to start all over. However, I don't have it and I can't afford to invest too much money. Is there a way to build from scratch with zero to little to no money? Yes, there is. And what I want to do is I want to give you three different categories that you can start with if you want to start a business, but you don't have a lot of money. Okay. When you say you don't have a lot of money, I'm assuming you're saying something less than $5,000 you have. Or maybe even if you're dead broke, you can absolutely start over as long as you have a roof over your head. As a matter of fact, we have stories out here of people that are sleeping under a bridge and they still manage to start a successful multi-million-dollar business without having the resources. But the first thing I want to put in your mind is your mindset, okay? You got to have the right mindset, and you got to have a mindset of gratitude more than anything. So wherever you are right now, no matter how bad it is, you got to find something good in it. You got to be able to picture something good in it. You got to be able to see the vision of something good about it, because if you appreciate where you are right now, then you can easily see the resources in it. See, success is not about having the resources. It's about being resourceful, right? So you want to be able to see the resources even in your present circumstances, as bad as it may seem, right? So you want to do that. So it's appreciation, gratitude. You want to have that mindset already. And it's, to me, it sounds like you have that already. And if you don't, well, that's a reminder for you, okay? So there are three different categories that you can start with if you have no money. And I call them the SMS, okay? So you can actually use that as a formula to remember anytime, SMS. It's exactly sales, marketing, services, okay? Sales, marketing, and services. See, each one of those are categories. So sales is a different category, marketing is a different category, and services is a different category. Now, I want to explain to you why these three categories, you don't need a lot of money, Okay, all you need is a little bit of investment and a desire to build a $1 million business. And when I say a $1 million business, I mean that. If you're trying to build a $10,000 per year business, you might as well just stop. Just go to a job, okay? You can easily make that money from a job, from McDonald's, right? Anything less than $100,000, you can easily make that money from a job. Just go to a job. Don't waste your energy, okay? And if you're too small in your thinking, you can get wiped out by any kind of storm. You know, like I said earlier, 4 years is the time that you're building equity and you're building the stamina that you need to sustain what we call entrepreneurship. It's a tough game. It's not for the timid mind. I don't know if that English is right, but either way, it's not for the weak-minded, okay? It requires a significant amount of stamina, and from what it sounds like, you already built something good. 4 years of failure. You know, somebody said something else too, like you, if you haven't failed, like you can't call yourself successful unless you failed, okay? So failing for the past 4 years, it's not exactly failing. In entrepreneurship, that's called collecting data. Now you know what doesn't work. You know that if you're making less than $10,000 per month, you should not be spending a fortune on traffic, okay? Unless you're retargeting existing traffic, okay? You should not be spending $100 per day on traffic if you're making less than $10,000 a month. So that's a tip for those of you that are already in the business and somebody is telling you you can buy your way to the top. Probably not. As a matter of fact, I know not, because I made the mistake in the past myself. So again, sales, marketing, and services. So from a standpoint of sales commissions, that's actually your business. If you can get into a business where you can sell other people's products and they'll pay you a little bit of commission, that's a business for yourself. That's not a business for the person you're selling for. It's for yourself, because the more you sell, the more money you make. And people do that. Amazon.com did that. You can become an associate of Amazon.com for free. You sell the product, you make a commission, you make a percentage of the revenue that comes from every product. Okay, so sales of any type is a great place to start a business without investing too much money. Anybody will give you an account, an opportunity to sell for them, and you make a commission. Okay, the second one is marketing. When I say marketing, obviously, paid marketing will cost you money. Putting advertising on a billboard will cost you money. But we're in a different age right now, okay? We're in the content age. Like, literally, you can put content on the internet. So when I say marketing, I'm talking specifically content marketing, where you give value first, and then you can attract audience. You can attract attention. You can obviously give out influence. You can build influence like that. So marketing is a great way where you can actually make a lot of money without investing too much money. So it involves skills. Well, sales also involves skills. You got to have some skills. When it comes to sales, I got to go back to sales a little bit. If you know how to ask the right questions from the right audience, sales is literally that simple. Marketing is even more of that. But marketing is more like you're fishing, okay? You're fishing as opposed to hunting. You put agents out there, you put all kind of agents in the form of content out there that attract more people back to you or a particular product and service that you didn't have to necessarily have created, okay? So that's marketing. This the third type of business you can start is services. Services are very simple. You do something for somebody for a fee, right? You help somebody cut their hair for a fee. Of course you need the skills, but I am willing to put money on it, $2,000. That you have some kind of skills right now that you can help other people enhance their life and their business, and you can make money. You can charge them a little fee here and there from that. And you notice I didn't say anything about products, about selling products, because chances are you don't even have a product. And if you have to create a product, it may cost you time and especially money, which clearly, if you're watching this video, you may not have, right? But services is something, a skill that you have already. You can notice that all three of the SMS formula has, you need skills, okay? But you don't have to go and acquire a new skill. There's something you know how to do already, and all you have to do is structure that, put that into a nice structure, and you can offer that to the world. Again, sales skills is something you can learn for free on the internet these days. Of course, you're better off with a mentor. And if you're going to invest money, especially in the position where you are right now, you're better off investing in yourself and educating yourself, okay? You're better off investing any type of money you may have in yourself. And I want you to see the fact that you don't have the money to invest right now as a blessing. You know what happens when people have too much money and they're thinking about starting their business? They go out there and make a fool out of that money. In other words, they lose the money. Okay, it's just like people having credit, people that have credit and they don't have the right income. What's going to happen is you're going to lose the credit because you're going to end up pulling out Macy's card. You're going to end up pulling out a credit card. You're going to spend all that money and then you're going to lose the credit and then you still don't have an income. You still don't have the skills of creating income. Okay, so creating income without so much money for investment from your own business is again in those three things: sales, marketing, services, SMS. If you can find a career in those three things, it doesn't involve a lot of money to invest. And not only that, the sky, beyond the sky is the limit. There's literally no income potential when you had leverage to that. And there are all kinds of opportunities out here on how to add leverage to that. If you're looking for a way to add leverage to sales, network marketing is a good thing to look at. And a lot of internet marketing platform as well too. Real estate investing involves sales. You can market. You don't have to have the money. Some people may say other people's money when you don't have the money. But the key thing is if you don't know how to create money, chances are you shouldn't be using other people's money. Okay, but you should at least know how to create income for yourself before you're using other people's money. Because if you go do that kind of thing, you're going to end up losing other people's money. And that's going to kill your reputation in the marketplace. And that's going to kill everything you stand for, your brand, right? Your reputation, your credibility, right? So we don't want to do that. So in order to thrive in a business of yourself, by yourself, without investing so much money, SMS, a sales career, a marketing career, specifically from a content marketing standpoint, and then services. Do something, help somebody do something, and I charge a fee for that. Obviously, there's limited leverage on that, but it's a great way to start and start raising some money. And then when you get to $10,000 per month in income or revenue, then you can start scaling out. If you haven't hit $10,000 per month, I'm going to tell you right now, you're better off staying away from anything called paid marketing. You're better off with content marketing, especially. It's so simple today. Really, there's only one key tip I'm going to give you when it comes to content marketing, and that's consistency. If you know how to play the consistency game, you win the content marketing game easily. But of course, there's skills attached to that. If you need my personal help with any one of this, all you have to do is send me an email at ask@olatalks.com, and it's going to take me up to 5 weeks to answer you because I get over 200 emails per day. However, the fastest way to get a hold of me is to go through olatalks.com/mastermind. That's the link you're looking at on the screen right now. You go through that all the way. You sign up for the free PDF, the free class, and then you sign up for my mastermind club, and then we'll take it from there. Also, you will have access to my contact information and all that stuff. All this stuff is worth over $11,000, by the way. So go ahead and take advantage of it. You see the link on the screen or in the description area. And that's what I have for you today. Hopefully, you've been enlightened and educated, and I will see you on the next one. Peace. Don't forget to subscribe. Okay? Talk soon.